KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball around the area last night, in boys hoops, it was Stanton beating Bedford 52-42, Lennox over Diagonal 68-20, Sioux City North a winner over Thomas Jefferson 78-62. In girls basketball last night, Xyra EHK a winner over Kemper Catholic 64-55, Harlan topping Panorama 61-47, Bedford over Stanton 67-49, Lennox beat Diagonal 61-22. In high school boys ratings this week, the Associated Press rankings for boys basketball teams. Class 4A, Cedar Falls is on top this week with Ames and Waukee tied for second. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln checks in at number 4 this week. North Scott rounds out the top 5. In Class 3A, Dallas Center Grimes is top-rated. Carroll is in at number 2 again this week. Pella, Ballard, and Waverly Shell Rock round out the top 5. Glenwood is rated 9th at Class 3A. In 2A, Boyden Hull is number 1 rated, with AHSTW bumping up to number 2 in this week's poll. Denver is number 3. Western Christian and Comanche round out the top 5. Van Meter is at number 7. Trainer is ranked 8th in this week's poll. And in Class 1A, it's North Lynn, Martinsdale St. Mary's, Lake Mills, Springville, and Wapsie Valley making out the top 5. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, top-ranked Gonzaga successfully began a stretch in which they're facing Northwestern State on back-to-back nights. The Bulldogs rolled to a 95-57 victory. The Bulldogs had a comfortable 13-point halftime lead, and then they outscored the Demons 52-27 the rest of the way. Also in college basketball action, it was second-ranked Baylor over Arkansas Pine Bluff 99-42, 8th-ranked Tennessee blew out St. Joseph's 102-66. Number 21, Florida State over Gardner-Webb, 72-59. And 24th-ranked Virginia Tech trounced Longwood, 84-58. Gonzaga has strengthened its hold on the number one spot in the Associated Press men's college basketball poll after they beat Iowa over the weekend. The Zags received 61 of 64 first-place votes from a media panel, while number two, Baylor, got the remaining 3 top nods. Number 3, Kansas, moves up 2 spots this week. Iowa falls a spot to number 4, and then Villanova rounds out the top 5. Number 10, Texas, cracked the top 10 for the first time since reaching number 6 in 2014-15, while number 12, Michigan State, dropped 8 spots after they lost to Northwestern. The Syracuse and Buffalo men's basketball programs are on pause after a member of the Bulls tested positive for COVID-19. A decision by both teams comes after they played Saturday in the Carrier Dome in Syracuse. Buffalo did not reveal who tested positive, except to say it was involved either an athlete or member of the team's coaching or support staff. The school was notified of that positive test on Sunday. It's unclear how long the Buffalo pause will last, with the school saying it will follow NCAA conference and local health protocols. Contact tracing is underway at Syracuse. Penny Hardaway has agreed to a 5-year extension worth $12.2 million with Memphis to keep the third-year men's basketball coach under contract through April of 2026. Hardaway is 48-27 and had the number one recruiting class in 2019, and game attendance has also rebounded during his first 2 seasons. Well, the 4th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes look to solve Purdue tonight when they host the Boilermakers in their Big Ten opener. Purdue hammered the Hawkeyes twice last season, including a 77-68 win in Iowa City. That was Iowa's only home loss of the season.
Down there, it was a disaster. We didn't execute at all at either end. So really not much to say about that game. The game here, I thought we fought coming back. You know, I thought we did some good things. I thought some guys played well, but we didn't have a good first half. So we got to do a better job rebounding the ball. Got to be a little more physical.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Boilers are always a well-rounded team.
They execute really well. They run their stuff. They share the ball. They do a really good job of getting the ball to their good players. You know, some years it's big, some years it's guards, some years it's both. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of things.
Iowa center Luka Garza says the Hawkeyes need to answer the physical challenge.
I love, you know, the physicality that Purdue plays with and that everybody plays with in the Big Ten. And we know it's going to be a war, you know, especially on the boards, but just in general. For all the 50-50 balls, you know, it's going to be a game of who plays with more effort.
Hawkeyes are looking to bounce back from a loss to top-ranked Gonzaga.
We try not to be too concerned with the loss, especially when we have another game coming up. You know, our focus, you know, obviously we had to watch the film, analyze the game, see where we could get better, learn from it, but then flush it and shift our focus onto Purdue. Because the next game, is the most important game on our schedule.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio from Carver Hawkeye Arena. 8 o'clock is tip time. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock this evening with that contest. Drake closes out non-conference play at home tonight against North Dakota. At 8-0, the Bulldogs have matched their best start in school history, and Coach Darren DeVries has been impressed with the balance on offense.
We've had a nice mix throughout the team of being able to hit and space people from three and also being very aggressive, getting downhill, getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line. So, you know, that's something that I think that balance could be good for us as we move forward, and hopefully those guys continue to feel good and confident with what they're doing.
North Dakota is 1-7, and DeVries says the Bulldogs need better play from their zone defense.
That's certainly something we need to get better at, because I think it's something, especially with back-to-back games within league play, that we're going to have to continue to get better and be able to use it during games.
DeVries has been trying to build depth, which will be even more important with the Missouri Valley format of two-game series. The Iowa Hawkeye women host Western Illinois this afternoon in non-conference action. With the postponement of the Ohio State game over the weekend, this contest will allow the Hawkeyes to avoid a nearly three-week layoff. They've not played since a December 12th loss at Michigan State.
Especially after a loss, you don't want to just sit here. You want to get out there and play and get a win. So it's been tough, but I think it was a great learning experience for us after we had dug ourselves quite a few holes, and not just that game, but games before, and kind of learning, like, we got to stop doing that. And there's a lot of things we could work on in practice this week.
That's freshman guard Caitlin Clark, who says the extra time off allowed the Hawkeyes to work on some areas that they need to improve. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip-off this afternoon in Carver Hawkeye Arena for the women. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says several staff members and football players are dealing with COVID-19. Head coach Kirk Ferentz tested positive last Thursday, and the athletic department announced 14 out of 443 tests last week were positive. The Hawkeyes are to play Missouri in the December 30th Music City Bowl in Nashville.
I can tell you that there were other football staff and student athletes in that group. It wasn't entirely football. There were other sports represented in those 14 positives.
The players returned to Iowa City Monday night and resumed regular testing. Ferentz is scheduled to return to the practice on the 27th.
He'll have to work from home until his quarantine isolation time is up, and he has a plan going forward, and we'll work that plan. And we'll leave on the 29th, and so anybody who is available to go on the 29th will be there in person. And we'll get ready to play a good Missouri team.
Barta says they will follow Big Ten protocols and at this time does not believe the Music City Bowl is threatened.
If we're still within the percentages that are allowed by the Big Ten, then we'll keep moving forward. If at any time we were to go higher than those percentages, then if the doctors shared that information with us, we'd have to go on pause, which has been the case throughout the country on occasion.
Barta says even if they were forced to pause workouts for a few days, that would not force cancellation of the bowl game.
The medical protocol established by the Big Ten will determine that. But the goal and the plan is to play in the bowl. And there haven't been any discussions about postponing or moving that date, because we haven't reached that point of discussion.
And the football activities have been paused for at least 5 days because of that outbreak. And Coach Kirk Ferentz says he met with team leaders and they overwhelmingly want to play in that bowl game. Cameron Peoples ran for a bowl record 319 yards and tied a record with 5 rushing touchdowns as Appalachian State beat North Texas 56-28 in the Myrtle Beach Bowl last night. Peoples surpassed the 307 yards rushing of Georgia Tech's P.J. Daniels in the 2004 Humanitarian Bowl. The Military Bowl has been canceled after a host of teams opted not to play in bowl games this season. The bowl game had been held annually at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland, since debuting in 2008. The bowl matches teams from the Atlantic Coast Conference and the American Athletic Conference. Also, Army has replaced Tennessee as West Virginia's opponent at the Liberty Bowl. The Volunteers had to withdraw because of COVID-19 test results, becoming the first team to back out since bowl berths were announced. The 9-2 Black Knights had been left without a postseason game when the December 26th Independence Bowl was canceled Sunday night. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell has been named a finalist for the Eddie Robinson Award. Campbell, who was named the Big 12 Coach of the Year for the third time just last week, has Iowa State in a New Year's Six Bowl after an 8-3 regular season. They'll face Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. LSU will be searching for a new defensive coordinator. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that Bo Pelini is leaving the program after one difficult season in which the Tigers allowed six opponents to gain more than 500 yards. Pelini was in his second stint as the defensive coordinator at LSU, having served in that same capacity under Les Miles when the Tigers won a national title in the 2007 season. University of Northern Iowa has received a $2 million donation to build an artificial turf football field. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier on Monday reported the donation from Doug and Ann Goschke. Construction on the outdoor practice facility is set to start in the spring. Head football coach Mark Farley says the new facility will allow the team to practice safely in all weather conditions late into fall and in the early spring. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers looked nothing like the team that opened the NFL regular season with 11 straight wins. The Steelers wasted a chance to clinch the AFC North title by falling to the struggling Bengals 27-17 last night. Giovanni Bernard scored two touchdowns while Cincinnati built a 17-0 halftime lead. The early report is the Kansas City Chiefs running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire sustained hip and ankle injuries and will miss the remainder of the regular season, though the team appears optimistic that he could return in the playoffs. X-rays taken after the game were negative. In the meantime, Le'Veon Bell is poised to take over the bulk of the work after the two-time All-Pro signed with the Super Bowl champions in October. He scored a touchdown on Sunday in their game against New Orleans. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.